floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Colonels have fireworks sponsored by Bank of the West this Friday night. But that's not the only firepower we have in store for our fans. It's also Superhero Night. See Captain America, Batgirl, Black Widow, The Flash, and Hawkeye at the game. And the first 1,000 fans receive a superhero hat sponsored by Electronics Engineering. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Keep your windows clean and see clearer with Gunk Glass Cleaner. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy one bottle of Gunk Glass Cleaner and get one free. Gunk's high-performance ingredients clean glass and hard surfaces without leaving a film or residue. Gunk Glass Cleaner, buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. Also, check out our great selection of men's big and tall sizes. And download the JCPenney app for even more savings. Hurry, the biggest sale of the season ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. See store at jcp.com for details. Season refers to 619 to 85.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ravens GM Ozzie Newsome says the team is still researching whether to sign Colin Kaepernick and that Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti has not told him he cannot sign the free agent QB. Newsome responding to an ESPN report that he and coach John Harbaugh want to add Kaepernick, but Bisciotti is resisting the move. Elsewhere, Chargers second-round pick offensive lineman Forrest Lamp tore his ACL at practice Wednesday and is likely done for the season. With Mike Williams still sidelined with a back injury, the Chargers are currently without their top two picks. The Texans also hit with some bad injury news as second-year wideout Will Fuller broke his collarbone in practice Wednesday. He's expected to miss 2 to 3 months. First overall pick Myles Garrett already impressing at Browns training camp. The former Texas A&M pass rusher promoted to the first team defense Wednesday. Browns head coach Hugh Jackson said after watching the practice tape, it was clear Garrett belonged with the starters. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
It's the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event now at the Home Depot. Time to take your kitchen or bath from shab to chic in very little time and even less money. Start with 40% off semi-custom cabinets with soft closed doors from Home Decorators Collection. With free design services, you'll get them just right. And with shipping in 2 to 10 days, you'll get them right away. Rethink your options during the Rethink Kitchen and Bath event going on now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Now through September 3rd.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
5:05, welcome back, welcome in. Hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Twins baseball on the way, as well as NFL football. It's back, the Hall of Fame game tonight, Dallas and Arizona. And if you're truly a degenerate, you can get your action on tonight. Dallas, a 2.5-point favorite. Alex is shaking his head. I'll just assume that means you want Arizona and the 2.5. The over,
yes,
under,
that's what it means.
35 tonight in Canton. And, of course, a big weekend for Cedar Rapids native Kurt Warner going in to the Hall of Fame. Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette will be there for the enshrinement. So check out thegazette.com, read Mike's work. Plenty of coverage in the Gazette tomorrow and online tonight, I'm sure, from Iowa State Media Day as well. Matt Campbell and the Cyclones met with the reporters in Ames earlier today, where Matt revealed that he cheats at golf. I'm kidding, of course. Some days I think I just want to walk away from this job because you can't have any fun with anything. of course, I'm not even going to bother to try to explain it to that texter. If it needs to be explained, then either I didn't do a good enough job of trying to make that entertaining, or someone just is clueless. One way or the other, it's a no-win situation. I'm very excited to have Brent Bloom back on the program, though. This feels like it's been an eternity since we've chatted with Brent. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com joining us on the program now to talk Iowa State Media Day in Ames earlier today. And Brent, are you a golfer?
I am.
Would you ever cheat at golf if it meant winning?
You know, I think I know what Matt was saying with that. I mean, I have cheated before.
Okay.
Who hasn't used a little bit of a little favorable lie, and especially in a best shot, maybe you move it from the rough to the fairway. I don't think Matt meant anything too ridiculous about that.
I don't think so either, but we were trying to have some fun with it, and then, well, someone had to come along and be a human rain delay on our parade. Outside of those comments today, the actual serious football discussion in Ames, it sounds to me like Matt Campbell has a better grasp of what he's dealing with personnel-wise after one full year on the job, and that he seems ready to go this season and see what he's got to put on the field this year.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Seemed a lot more comfortable with not only his players but the entire situation. I think they went in last year maybe not knowing exactly what they've gotten themselves into with Iowa State in the Big 12. Now they have a full realization of what they have, and I think it starts for them up front. They really like their offensive line and ability to run the ball. And then defensively, they think they've gotten better since spring on the D-line. And I think there's some question marks for sure on the defensive line and at linebacker, but they appear to be a better-looking football team. And I know it seems like you say that every year, but they look like they've got guys on both sides of the ball now on the interior lines that look like Big 12 football players. I don't know if you could really say the last couple of years, my initial impressions at Media Day. So that's a positive. And I just think there's more of a focus and a determination for this group that it's kind of bowl game or bust, although Campbell really said that was kind of ridiculous to put a number on it. But I really do think that this program is heading the right direction, and they seemed much more confident in what they have and what they can do this year.
You mentioned the offensive line. How big is the health of Jake Campos to the potential effectiveness of that group?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. And they asked Matt about that today, and he said, what's the biggest impact of Jake Campos? And he says, I can sleep at night now. I mean, he's your big dude on protecting the blind side. And not only is he a large individual, but he has experience, and they need some experience on that line. It also allows them to have some flexibility with some of their younger guys to move them around. And Campos is the stalwart there. He's played so many games. He's been around so much, and that was a big blow last year when he got hurt the first week of camp, and then they were kind of in scramble mode all the rest of the season. Set them into some problems, and they had their other tackle get dismissed from the team in J.P. Philpert. So if you look at Iowa State last year on the line, they started a couple walk-ons, a former defensive lineman, and then some really young guys from the Eastern Iowa in Meeker and Good Jones. I mean, they didn't have a lot there, and this year I think they have a legit 8 or 9 that they can rotate in there, and they're a lot more comfortable with what they can do, and hopefully that means they can run the ball, which they really weren't able to do the first half of last season.
What are the expectations for Jacob Park going into the season?
I think they're sky high. I think they're as high for a quarterback at Iowa State since Seneca Wallace, and I know that's a large expectation for the young man, but I mean, I think 3,000 yards is definitely achievable for him. With his talent, with his control of the offense, and there's no more quarterback controversy. I think it's the first time we've been able to say that names since, Austin Arnott left. And he's got a lot of good skill guys around him. Of course, Al Mazzard's the big name, but Montgomery at running back, they're so high on. They think he's going to have an outstanding sophomore year. And he's got 4 or 5 targets, and not to mention a tight end to throw to this year, and Terry Allen's son, Chase, who, if you think about this, fellas, Iowa State tight ends have caught 9 balls in 2 years. And so you actually have a tight end you can throw the ball to, and they might have another one and another redshirt freshman, Dylan Sainer. So they've got some options to throw it there. And I think this offense is going to put up some yards, going to put up some points, and I think they can be in the middle, upper half in the Big 12. I really do. I'm really, really excited to see how this group plays out. And I think Jacob Park's the leader of that, and he's in for a really big year.
While we're talking about quarterbacks, did I hear it right earlier today when Matt Campbell said we may still see Joel Lanning on the offensive side of the ball every once in a while?
Yep, 100%, and I think you will. He's going to still play some of that, power run game stuff that he did well. I think it'll be a lot more situational, more like a goal line situations, and I don't think you're going to see him throw a whole lot of passes. But if they need, 1 to 2 yards near the goal line in the red zone, I think 100% you'll see Joel Lanning. I know for a fact they're still working him out some in those packages. So yes, you'll see Lanning play some quarterback, although it won't be for extended stretches by any means.
So let's talk about Chase Allen for a second. He's healthy after a redshirt year where he got hit by a car, and then he caught the mumps. Expectations are high for him because he was a big-time recruit, and the tight end position only caught 6 passes last year. But what are reasonable expectations for the redshirt freshman?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is this expectations for the tight end position have been so low in the last, really, 2 years since E.J. Bibbs left Iowa State that it can only go up. I mean, I don't think there's a huge amount of expectations. If he can get even, 20 catches and a touchdown or two, that'd be a good year. That'd be a really good year. But they think he's a big target, kind of can play some of that wide receiver position on the inside and just be a factor. Still needs to work on his blocking a little bit, so figuring out how that works together. But just having an option out there that you have to pay attention to is a huge upgrade for the Iowa State offense. And they have another tight end in Dylan Sainer that they're high on, and they have a kind of a blocking tight end in Sam Seenbuckner, who played quite a bit last year and was a good blocker and paved the way for David Montgomery. So they feel like they've got 3 guys there that they can use. And if you look at Matt Campbell's Toledo teams, they use that position a lot. They threw it to that position a lot. So I think with a capable tight end, I don't think 20 balls is out of the question for him.
You bring up David Montgomery and Mike Warren. Last year, they nearly split carries. Do you expect more of the same this fall?
Based on what the coaches hinted at and I've heard, I think it'll be more like 70-30 for Montgomery. They're that high on him. They think he can be a 1,000-yard guy even this year. And, Warren's still going to fight. I mean, he's had a good offseason, but they have so much belief and trust in Montgomery. And Matt Campbell said today that he is the best running back prospect he's ever coached. And if you think about it, he had a couple NFL backs at Toledo, including Kareem Hunt, who I think was a top 3-round pick in the last year's draft. So they're really high on him. He's had a great offseason. He's a 3-down back. And I think Mike Warren will get carries, obviously, but I expect Montgomery to be the guy in the Iowa State backfield, and our huge expectations on the sophomore from Cincinnati.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com joining us on the program here at 5:15. Switching to the defensive side of the football, lots of junior college guys brought in to help shore up that defensive line. Obviously, Kamari Cotton-Moya is the leader in the defensive backfield, but what's the forecast look like defensively for Iowa State this year?
Yep, no doubt, Todd. The strength of the defense is the secondary, and that's where Kamari Cotton-Moya is, and then also Brian Peavy, who's one of the Big 12's best corners, and then they like DeAndre Payne as well. Played more of a nickel last year, moved him to corner this year, and he looks like a really good corner. So Iowa State's secondary looks very solid and should be pretty good all year, and you need it in the Big 12. But I think the concern for everybody, and it was one of the first questions asked today, was the interior of the defensive line and the linebackers and see who they have there. And it's a huge unknown. Iowa State lost a bunch off that defensive line, but it wasn't great last year anyway. You do lose, though, a DeMond Tucker. And so who do they have inside? And the one guy they're going to turn to, it's a Ray Lima, JUCO kid, had a bunch of offers from Pac-12 schools, decided to stick with Iowa State, and a bunch of big names came in late, but he wanted to be a Cyclone. He's going to be an instant starter on the defensive line at a nose guard position and look for him to be an impact guy right away. And then Matt Leo is another JUCO. They have him listed as a defensive tackle. He might play some end as well. Older guy, former rugby player from Australia. He's like 27 years old. Really impressive looking kid. And then they have some younger freshmen at the defensive line, defensive end position, who they're really excited about. They think as a group they'll be better than they were last year. They have more options there, but they're still really young. So I'll be as curious as anybody to see how that D-line looks, because we all know week 2 with Iowa, the way they can run the ball with that offensive line, they will get exposed right away if they aren't ready. So Cyclones will know in the first 2 weeks how good some of those defensive linemen are, or else it could be a long couple weeks to start the season.
Matt Campbell said at Big 12 Media Days that one of the defensive tackle prospects that they got out of junior college, Kamila Tongamoa, he had no doubt that he would eventually be on campus. As of Monday, I believe he still wasn't. Is there any update on him?
Nothing really since Monday, and it's just he's going to get to campus. I think he's got some coursework he has to finish up, but the thing with his is he can't use a redshirt. He's a 3-year JUCO, but he has got 2 years remaining. It's just they don't quite know when he'll make it. They think it'll probably be this month sometime, but that's a huge learning curve when you haven't played at all. The good news for Leo and Lima, they came in the spring, so they had all those practices in the spring to get ready. We have an old adage that you can never trust a summer JUCO, and I think Tongamoa has got great talent, but I don't see him being more than a situational, either rush the passer guy or just throw him in there a couple downs a game until maybe mid to late season once he can acclimate himself. He's going to be a good one, and they're excited about his prospects, and unfortunately they may only have him for like a year and a half, and so we'll see. They could use him because they don't have great amounts of depth and old depth and experience and size there. However, I don't know if it's going to be really impactful until maybe the later half of the Big 12 season.
You know who else you can't trust, Brent? Somebody who cheats at golf. Summer JUCO transfers and guys who cheat at golf. Let's talk a little bit about something else Matt Campbell said today, and that's the fact that he's competitive. He wants to win every game. 6 wins in a bowl game isn't going to be enough to satiate that drive that's inside him. Realistically, when you look at that schedule, what do you think the outlook is for this team?
Yeah, I mean, I think Vegas has a 5.5, and that's perfect. I think that's the right number exactly. I believe Iowa State gets to 6 and gets to a bowl game, but they're going to have to win a game that Vegas would not expect them to at this moment. I mean, if you look at the schedule realistically, they're only going to be favored in a handful of games, and that would be you and I at Akron, probably, although Akron's picked to win their division of the MAC. And then Kansas. The rest of the game, Iowa State will probably be an underdog, albeit slight in a couple of games. That includes the Iowa, that includes the Texas game. At Texas Tech, probably a slight underdog. So there's games on the schedule that are winnable. It's just Iowa State has to win a couple of those that they haven't. When you look at last year, they had Baylor on the ropes. They had Oklahoma State on the ropes. They were close in a couple of those games. Probably should have beat you and I, although give the Panthers credit for winning that game. And but they didn't get it done. Now this year, they have to turn that corner, win some of those close games that they're not supposed to, and we'll see what happens. For Iowa State to make a bowl game, though, they have to start quickly because the back half of the schedule is much more difficult. I think Iowa State can perhaps sweep the non-conference schedule, and if they do that, I think that sets up well for them getting to 6 in a bowl game.
Okay, Texas or Iowa, you need to win one of those games to put your finger on the scale and tip it in the right direction. I'm going to make you choose. Which one would you rather see Iowa State win?
Can I say both?
Nope.
Is that allowed? Or am I cheating at golf then?
Nope. Because I see a lot of people.
Man.
I saw a lot of people earlier this week. They're talking, well, I'd rather beat Iowa and lose to Texas. And I'm thinking, why would you want to lose a conference game? But I understand. I think it's a fascinating talking point. And so you sort of walked into it, and now I'm putting your feet to the fire.
Yeah, you're good at that. I would say so. Just game by game. I think winning Texas would be better because then you're starting 1-0 in Big 12 play. I will say, though, I think if they can beat Iowa, they can win them both because beating Iowa would give you so much more momentum than, walking into a Texas game, 2-1 or maybe 1-2 if you lose at Akron. But if they can beat Iowa, I think it sets up the rest of the way to perhaps even win both of them. But game to game, you got to win the conference game, especially if it's an ESPN game on a Thursday night against your old offensive coordinator. I mean, I think Jack Trice will be a madhouse for that game, but man, I prefer them win both. But if you give me a choice, I'll have to say Texas.
You gotta talk to Jack Whitver about a career change or something. You played both sides of the coin beautifully there.
I've hung out with Senator Whitver quite often, so I think I'm running in 2020 with Mark Zuckerberg.
Brent, Matt Campbell said today that this was bar none, this past recruiting class, bar none, the best recruiting class he's ever helped put together. Who are some of the names that could contribute as freshmen?
Yeah, he lists about 15 guys today, so it kind of made it tough to try and narrow it down. But they're really excited about their 5 offensive linemen, but nobody likes hearing about offensive linemen, so I'll focus on the skill guys. They're really high on a kid named Johnny Lang, who was a really late addition, grew up in Florida, but then spent his senior year in Salt Lake City. They think he's going to play as a true freshman running back slash punt and kick returner. Huge top-end speed for Lang. So he's a guy that Cyclones should be really excited about. And then defensively, I don't know if you remember Deshante Jones, had a big freshman year. His brother Keontae is a safety and is likely to play on the back end of that secondary. And then otherwise, I mean, they've got some solid guys. They're really high on the Iowa kids. Orion Vance, you know, from Cedar Rapids right over there, another linebacker from West Des Moines Dowling, Hummel. They think he may impact it. They're just not quite sure yet, three practices in, if these guys will you know, have to wait a year to play or play right away. But the one name that keeps popping up for Iowa State in the summer workouts and first three practices is Johnny Lang. And I'll also say Devin Moore, the quarterback from Waterloo in that side of the state, also getting heavy praise from Matt Campbell as a guy with a huge arm. Probably won't play much as a true freshman, if at all. Probably have to redshirt, but they're really excited about his future as well.
Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. We appreciate the time as always, and we got to bring you back more often now that football season's back. How about that?
Absolutely, can't wait, guys. 30 days away from the big first college football Saturday, so I'm counting those down, and also I'm going to go use a foot wedge on the golf course until then.
Brent. It's okay, because I officially started your campaign with Mark Zuckerberg on Twitter, so I think we're even. Appreciate the time, as always. 5:23, we will step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Did you know the Iowa baseball team is playing a game today? As a matter of fact, they're in action right now in Wichita, Kansas. Kyle will have an update for you when we get back after this.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
Flat Screen Thursdays are even bigger in 2017. Every Thursday home game, fans can get a free raffle ticket for a chance to win one of three 40-inch flat screen TVs sponsored by First Federal Credit Union. Fans can also enjoy our Thirsty Thursday specials of $2 12-ounce regular draft beers and 20-ounce bottled soda and water every Thursday. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
5:25, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way on a Thursday afternoon, soon to be Thursday evening here all across eastern Iowa. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And speaking of eastern Iowa, 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency. Woodja is on the way to kick off hour number three in 30 minutes. Kyle's going to be joining us here shortly for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. And remember the movie Dodgeball and ESPN Ocho? Well, it's going to become a reality for one day and one day only. We'll have the details coming up for you in just a few minutes. Some non-conference schedules around the Big Ten are becoming public, and one of them was Illinois today released its non-conference schedule for basketball. Might have a hard time selling season tickets in the Champaign-Urbana area if you're not necessarily buying in solely based on the Big Ten schedule. We'll have Illinois' non-conference slate for you in just a few minutes as well. 319-366-1600. I mean, you think some of Iowa's non-conference home slates have been bad in recent years? You should see what Brad Underwood has in front of him for his first year in Champaign. Plenty to get to tonight. Don't forget, vote in the poll question, kgymradio.com. It has to do with when college football polls should be released. Emil's Hideaway, the sponsor for the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's, located right next door to the Home Depot. Kyle has joined us, and that can mean only one thing. Time now for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Iowa football team received 5 votes in this season's first coaches poll released today, which technically ranked them 52nd in the country. The Big Ten has 4 teams in the top 10 and 3 others receiving more votes than Iowa. Iowa's week 1 opponent Wyoming also received more votes than the Hawkeyes with 9. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing in the World Golf Championships this weekend, and after his first round today, he sits tied for 15th at 1 under par, trailing leader Thomas Peters by 4 strokes. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Xavier St. Mitch Keller, was promoted today by the Pirates to their AA affiliate Altoona. Keller is the top-rated prospect in Pittsburgh's system, has a 3.14 ERA this season, and has been approaching 100 miles an hour in his last several starts without walking a batter in his last 2. The Colonels took one on the chin from the Kane County Cougars last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium 9-1, but they'll have another chance tonight with the newly acquired Tyler Watson making his first start with Cedar Rapids opposite Mack Lemieux, and first pitch set for 6:35. As Todd mentioned, the Iowa baseball team's in action today at the National Baseball Congress World Series in Wichita, and they currently lead the San Diego Waves 2-1 in the bottom of the 7th. After our show tonight, we're back to baseball and also finally back to football. We'll have the Twins taking on the Rangers on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and also the NFL Hall of Fame game on 1600 and 106.3, the South Gym.
As we mentioned, Dallas, a 2.5-point favorite in that game. What would it take for you to bet on an NFL preseason football game?
Someone other than a gambling gun problem. To my head?
Okay.
I don't know.
Somebody out there is
I can't imagine.
Itching to lay down on the 2.5 with the Cowboys tonight.
Oh, no, they're going to lose that game. You see, you're telling me someone is itching to place money on a game that is going to be decided by guys who are going to be selling insurance in 3 weeks.
Yep. Maybe less than 3 weeks, depending on
the
performance.
Not that there's anything wrong with selling insurance, but they will not be playing football in 3 weeks.
Don't look at me.
I want to ask John Cranton, friend of KGYM, how many people place a bet in Vegas on preseason football?
You can bet. Look, spring training baseball games are my favorite.
No.
Yeah?
Have you ever put money down on a spring training baseball game?
Me?
Yes.
Back in the day, yes. Back in the day, yes.
Ooh.
Back this spring?
No.
I don't know.
Ten years ago, yeah. I would have thought nothing about betting a spring training baseball game.
I can't even imagine a regular season baseball game, but a spring training baseball game?
Nowadays, yeah, it kind of looks stupid.
Are we talking like a dollar? Like a 75 cents? No.
Whatever makes you feel better.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get into that. It's a dark chapter. I bet on spring training baseball games, but I've never once in my life cheated at the game of golf. So I've got that going for me, which is nice.
Cheating on the game of golf or betting on spring training baseball games?
Man, if you are out there taking this show too literally, I can't help you. Woodja is about half an hour away. We'll get into some other topics as well. And the one job available in the NFL that I don't think Colin Kaepernick is a good fit for just opened up, possibly, in Miami. There's another name that I think the Dolphins may want to take a look at. We'll talk about that coming up after the 5:30 break as well. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
We're going to send you to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Jeff Darlington reports an MRI on the left knee of Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill shows no tears. Tannehill could still miss some time, and our Adam Schefter reports he may need to get a second opinion. Tannehill left the practice field today after taking an awkward fall on the sideline at the end of a scramble. Texans wideout Will Fuller will be out indefinitely but should be able to play later in the season after he recovers from a broken collarbone. Fuller got hurt during practice Wednesday. From soccer, it's official now. Neymar signs with Paris Saint-Germain. His new club paid a record transfer fee of more than $260 million to Barcelona. The 25-year-old Brazilian striker gets a big signing bonus and a contract for almost $36 million a year. On the baseball scoreboard finals today, the Rockies beat the Mets 5-4 on a walk-off walk to Nolan Arenado in the ninth. The Brewers beat the Cardinals 2-1 in Milwaukee. Sixth inning at Wrigley, the Diamondbacks lead the Cubs 6-5.
Brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, get to JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Find great brands like Levi's 502 regular fit jeans for $39.99. Or get 25% off select styles of Nike tees, shorts, shoes, and backpacks. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
It's time for some straight talk. Those big wireless companies love to dangle a low price in front of you.
That's all you see on TV these days, all their so-called great deals.
But then, out of nowhere, they hit you with these activation charges and mystery fees.
That's a line drive right to the family jewels.
There you go, and it's not over. Then they nail you with data overages every month.
Good luck walking those off.
That's why you should just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They have all the best phones from top brands for a whole lot less every month, and without all the mystery fees and overages.
Okay, but what's the coverage like?
Straight Talk uses the exact same 4G LTE wireless networks that the big guys do.
Sounds like it might be time to switch to Straight Talk.
Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-642-9530. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-642-9531 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-642-9531 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-642-9531.
Welcome back into the halfway point of the Todd Rommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight, where you will have either Major League Baseball and the Twins or NFL football to choose from tonight. Yes, finally, our long national nightmare is over. Football is back. Football with an asterisk, because it is the first exhibition game of the season. You won't recognize 70% of the names. I'll amend that to 40% of the names for Alex because he's a college football nut, so he's going to recognize the third-string offensive lineman from Bethune-Cookman.
Well, that's only
who's on a camp contract with the Cowboys or something.
Those are the only players that are going to be playing tonight because the starters don't usually play in the first preseason game. So we'll get about 4.5 minutes of decent football, which after, what, a six-month break is okay by me.
So speaking of preseason, non-conference, all of that good stuff, we mentioned that some Big Ten teams have released their non-conference basketball schedules. We're still waiting on Iowa's full non-conference basketball schedule to come out. We learned the Big Ten slate a couple weeks ago, so a good idea of what season ticket holders and ticket holders are going to be able to enjoy at Carver-Hawkeye Arena this year. Illinois today released its non-conference schedule, both home and away, neutral site games, and all of that. This may be one of the worst-looking Big Ten home non-conference schedules that I have ever seen in my life. You tell me who the marquee home game is on this schedule. Illinois Fighting Illini, non-conference home games this year. Southern University, Tennessee Martin, DePaul, Marshall, Augustana, that's Augustana out of the Quad Cities, not the Augustana team that beat the Hawkeyes in an exhibition a couple years ago, North Carolina Central, Austin Peay, Longwood, and Grand Canyon.
You want to hear who the marquee matchup out of that is?
Don't tell me it's DePaul.
It's Grand Canyon.
Okay,
Canyon is by far the best basket. And let's look at their road games as well. They play at Wake Forest, at UNLV. They play in St. Louis against Missouri, the bragging rights game. That's probably their best game out of the entire non-conference schedule. That's a scary thought.
That's a terrible slate of games.
It's awful.
To try to sell your season ticket holders.
It is. I just wonder, with this team and a new coach, if they did that on purpose. You see that a lot because college basketball scheduling is a lot different than college football. In college football, they're scheduling teams in the non-conference 5 and 10 years and sometimes even more than that in advance. And you see certain bad teams that they schedule at the time get good, a la Wyoming this year for the Iowa Hawkeyes. But basketball, you can schedule it maybe 1 or 2 years in advance, and you get a schedule like this for Illinois. So I kind of understand why they did this, but I wouldn't want to go to see any of these teams play in Champaign. What's it called now? It's Assembly Hall.
It's Assembly Hall. They call it the State Farm Center. A little bit of NFL news today. Looks like Ryan Tannehill may be, I'm sorry, as John Cranton would say, Ryan Tannehill. It looks like Ryan Tannehill may miss some significant time with the Miami Dolphins. He suffered an injury today during their training camp. It doesn't look good. I don't think there is an official report yet as far as how much time he's going to miss.
Well, the MRI came back, and he didn't have a tear, so there's that. But he could his knee did buckle, and he's going to get a second opinion. So they can breathe a little bit of sigh of relief, because usually when you see those non-contact knee injuries, that's when you see ACLs, that's when you see really bad injuries. But he could miss a little bit of time, definitely.
So everybody and their brother is going to be looking in the direction of Colin Kaepernick here, and we've talked a lot about Colin Kaepernick in the last couple weeks, and I still think that he's being blackballed. Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks essentially came out the other night on ESPN and said the same thing. But of all the jobs for Colin Kaepernick, I'm not going to advocate for him to take this one because I think there's another name that makes more sense, and that's Jay Cutler. Think about it.
Show your work.
Well, who's the head coach in Miami?
Okay.
His former offensive coordinator.
Adam Gase.
Adam Gase.
And he played his best football under Adam Gase.
And he played his best football under Adam Gase.
Do you think he would step out of the broadcaster's booth to do it, or will they ask him to? That's a different story. But
Romo never officially retired, did he? Didn't he leave the door open?
I think they both did.
They both did. If this turns out to be significant, I'm Miami, I'm getting on the phone, and I'm not calling Kaepernick, and I'm fine by that because you've got a guy who you can legitimately look at and say, he's a better fit for what we're looking for here, as opposed to the Ravens and all these other teams that played footsie with Kaepernick. And yeah, that's another story. This is an instance where there is a guy out there who is a perfect fit in the short term for the team that needs a quarterback. It's not Kaepernick. I'm calling Jay Cutler.
The NFL better hope that most, if not all, of the starting quarterbacks stay completely healthy during training camp. Because if they start to go down, if you start to see a couple of big-time season-ending injuries in the preseason to quarterbacks, a la Sam Bradford a couple of years ago, Teddy Bridgewater, if you start to see that, it's going to get even more difficult for the NFL to explain. I think that there was a certain point made about Colin Kaepernick where I understand why would you want to bring in a guy who like that to be your backup? Because usually when you bring in a backup, you want to bring in a guy who clearly, you want to have a clear starter. And you want to bring in a guy who is your clear number one and someone behind him where there's very little controversy. But if starting quarterbacks start to go down and they're leaving a guy like that who has taken a team to a Super Bowl out on the free agent wire, then it's going to get even more difficult to explain. I think he could start for a lot of these teams, and that might be his only avenue back into the NFL this year is if somebody gets hurt in training camp.
I mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but if you've ever watched the movie Dodgeball, which stars Ben Stiller, funny movie, came out, it's been, what, probably 12 years or so since Dodgeball's been out a long time. I'm assuming most people have probably seen it at least once.
13 years.
Vince Vaughn is also in that, and Jason Bateman plays an announcer. They're calling the Dodgeball series on ESPN8 the Ocho, which is sort of taken on a livelihood of its own, and people still, after 13 years, make reference to ESPN8, the Ocho, especially with sports that maybe don't get a ton of attention. Well, ESPN, and take this for what you will, maybe this is ESPN recognizing the fact that it hasn't necessarily had the best year in terms of public relations, and it's losing subscribers, and it's laid off a bunch of staff. But I think ESPN may or may not have hit a home run here as far as public relations go. Next week, on Tuesday, which is August 8th, or 8/8 on the calendar, I know you didn't need me to explain that to you, but I felt maybe it was necessary. It wasn't. For one day and one day only, ESPN is going to take ESPNU, an actual channel on the ESPN family of lineup, and they are going to rebrand it ESPN8 The Ocho. The Ocho is going to be a real thing.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton.
For one day next week, and here's the best part. They're not just rebranding it. They're actually following through with the spirit of the actual ESPN8 from Dodgeball.
I just saw the schedule.
With a programming lineup of, let's just say, not exactly mainstream sports. So next Tuesday on the 8th, if you tune into ESPN, you're going to get the American Disc Golf Championship.
That's at midnight.
The WFTDA Roller Derby Championship.
2 a.m. Eastern Time.
The Firefighters World Challenge 25.
4 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's a big, look, number 25. And they use Roman numerals for that, just like the Super Bowl. Good on the firefighters. The U.S. Open Ultimate Championship. I don't know what sport that is, but it's not golf or tennis, I can tell you that much. the 2016 Sky Zone Ultimate Trampoline Dodgeball Competition.
Once again, 4 a.m.
So it's trampoline dodgeball. The 2016 Kabaddi World Cup Final.
What is Kabaddi?
They actually had to explain it in the press release. It's a contact team sport that originated in India involving two teams and unique rules. The goal is for each team's raider to tag as many of the opposing team's players as possible and return to his or her home half, all while taking just a single breath. We talked about this yesterday, didn't we? The 2017 Championship of Bags.
So they're moving this off the regular ESPN and putting it on the Ocho. Regular ESPN.
And the something called the Moxie Games.
That would be at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
An uncanny, new, and amazing event which combines a variety of sports into one, such as dodgeball and juggling, martial arts and volleyball, or table tennis and soccer.
Now, I'm a little bit disappointed because if you remember during the movie, they had the ESPN 8 The Ocho promo, and they had lawnmower racing. I was really hoping that would find its way into this, but apparently that's not a real thing. They just made that up.
I think it's a real thing. I'm sure there's a county fair somewhere in Nebraska or Kansas that probably has lawnmower racing. This is where I step in it, and somebody points out that there's probably one in Iowa that actually has it, but I use those two states as an example. So no word yet as to whether or not Obscure Sports Quarterly will be issuing a special print edition of the magazine for August 8th, next week, when ESPNU rebrands itself as the Ocho.
Do we get ESPNU here in the building? No?
I don't believe so. It's a point of contention. It has been in the past, anyway.
Well, I guess I'll have to watch it online. That's something that I will definitely tune into. And at this point, right before college football season, nobody's watching ESPNU anyway, so maybe they'll get a few more eyes on it.
I left out one of the events, and I feel really bad about it, but at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time, so 10:30 in the morning, you can watch Arm Wrestling Best of WAL 2016 Championship.
That would be the World Arm Wrestling League?
I was assuming that's what WAL meant. World Arm Wrestling League.
You think they have weight classes for that?
Well, I'm certain men and women, obviously, but there's probably you probably got the flyweights, the welterweights, right? And then on up through the heavyweights. August 8th, we'll be covering this nonstop for 4 hours during local programming here on KGYM.
73-19. Lawnmower racing, Carlisle, Iowa.
Carlisle, Iowa, the home of lawnmower racing. See, you learn something new every day on the program, including the difference between taking something literally and just trying to have fun with it.
Speaking of that, 72-95, did you hear at 9 p.m. is the World Series of trying to cheat at golf and not get caught?
There's just something about that bothers me. Even if you're joking, I don't know, it rubs me the wrong way. And then you've got one person out there that thinks it's taking everything literally, and I didn't understand what Matt Campbell was trying to get at. He's a competitive guy. Maybe one of these sports is going to come up on Would Ya, which is just about 10 minutes away. Is there anybody out there that's actually going to watch any of this garbage on ESPNU? What's normally on ESPN? I know they simulcast different radio shows and stuff on ESPNU, and it's a lot of reruns of like whatever their studio shows are this time of year. NFL Today's it's what you get. And you know, August 8th, they can do it. No one cares. 5:51. We'll step aside, take a quick timeout, and when we come back, there will be no obscure sports referenced on Kyle's next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. That's on the way when we return after this.
Throwing it back to the last great decade of the 20th century. I love the 90s tour. Vanilla Ice.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Salt and pepper with Spinderella.
Salt and pepper's here. don't play around with the funky home of Dave Buster
and Young MC.
Now you don't want to do G-Buster
I Love the 90s Tour. Saturday, August 12th at 8 p.m. Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. Reserve seats on sale now. Convenience charges apply. For more information, visit iowastatefair.org. Check out the official I Love the 90s music compilation on iTunes and Amazon. I Love the 90s Tour. One night, all the hits. All the hits. Saturday, August 12th at 8 p.m. Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines.
Cedar Rapids Colonels at the good times roll.
The Colonels have fireworks sponsored by Bank of the West this Friday night. But that's not the only firepower we have in store for our fans. It's also Superhero Night. See Captain America, Batgirl, Black Widow, The Flash, and Hawkeye at the game. And the first 1,000 fans receive a superhero hat sponsored by Electronics Engineering. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels at the good times roll.
Your car's in pretty good shape. If it's only 6 or 7 years old, you just commute to work every day and take the occasional road trip. Sometimes you drive around just so your dog can hang his head out the window. Your car doesn't have to be old to accumulate miles. Pennzoil High Mileage is for any vehicle with 75,000 miles or more on it. It's specially formulated to reduce oil consumption and leaks and reduce engine wear. Pennzoil High Mileage, because before you know it, you'll be on the road again. Find Pennzoil at a Walmart near you and make the switch.
5:53. Did I hear Unash correctly? He's got a 7:30 tea time tomorrow morning.
That's correct.
At the City Am.
Have the pairing? Yeah, the pairings have been released.
He doesn't want to have too many beers tonight.
Just a couple
at the ball game. So if you see Scott Unash tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium for the Colonels game as they take on the Kane County Cougars at 6:35 tonight, gates are open right now. If you see Unash out there at the game tonight, you should buy him a couple beers.
Especially
because once you buy the beers, then it's bad form to turn them down. So,
it's true. If they're already bought.
Don't necessarily say that it's that you heard it on this show, but Scott's very worried about not being in his best condition tomorrow for the early tea time. And I don't know.
Can you bet on the City Am?
I bet you can.
There's got to be some, if somebody lays down a bet on somebody else in the City Am, then that would even behoove them more to get Scott Unash a beer.
I bet you I know somebody who could probably find some numbers on the City Am. I don't know whether Unash's
we want him to
odds
do well,
would be
so don't
fantastic.
Buy him a beer.
No, buy him a beer. Oh, God, you are such a suck up. You two are colossal suck ups.
Nah.
It'll get you, no, trust me, it'll get you a lot further in this business than acting the way that I do. 5:54, Woodja is on the way next. But first, Kyle's with us. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa football team received 5 votes in the season's first coaches poll released today, which technically ranks them 52nd in the country. The Big Ten has 4 teams in the top 10 and 3 others receiving more votes than Iowa. Iowa's Week 1 opponent, Wyoming, also received more votes than the Hawkeyes with 9. Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson is competing in the World Golf Championships this weekend, and after his first round today, he sits tied for 15th at 1 under par, trailing leader Thomas Peters by 4 strokes. Another Cedar Rapids native, former Xavier Saint Mitch Keller, was promoted today by the Pirates to their AA affiliate Altoona. Keller is the top-rated prospect in Pittsburgh's system. He's got a 3.14 ERA this season and has been approaching 100 miles an hour in his last several starts without walking a batter in his last 2. Iowa baseball is in action today at the NBC World Series in Wichita. They currently trail the San Diego Waves 3-2 as they head to the 9th. The Colonels took one on the chin from the Kane County Cougars last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium, 9-1, but they'll have another chance tonight with the newly acquired Tyler Watson making his first start with Cedar Rapids. That game's going to get started at 6:35. Tonight after the show, we're back to baseball and also finally back to football. We'll have the Twins taking on the Rangers on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and also the NFL's Hall of Fame game between the Cowboys and Cardinals on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM, the South Gym.
Speaking of the NFL, Todd.
Yes.
Do you know whose birthday it is today?
Oh, please tell me it's Colin Kaepernick's.
It is not okay. Colin Kaepernick's. It is a former Big Ten quarterback. I will give you
oh,
that.
Yeah, it's Tom Brady. I've seen people losing their mind over Tom Brady and some wax figure online
number 40.
Today.
You guys read some of the stories in that ESPN article? They collected a bunch of anecdotes from him.
He also sounds like somebody who would cheat at golf to win.
Oh,
he's
definitely
extremely competitive.
Oh, definitely. He definitely cheats at golf.
Was it Wes Welker who was telling the story about playing cards with him and falling behind, and then Brady winds up like $300?
I think it was Wes Welker.
He wouldn't take the money at the end. He just wanted to win. He was just happy with winning, and he let Welker wind up keeping the money.
Yeah, Tom Brady, definitely someone who cheats at golf. Bill Belichick as well. And I don't even need proof. I just figure that's a given.
19 years in the league, 6th round draft pick out of the University of Michigan, wasn't even the starting quarterback there for a lot of his time. Drew Henson, who was an outstanding 2-sport athlete, played ahead of him. And here we are in 2017 talking about Tom Brady. And the Patriots celebrated his birthday today by bringing baby goats to their practice.
I get it. Greatest of all time. I get the reference.
Woodja is on the way next. It's a Tom Brady free edition of Woodja. I can promise you that. Back after this.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right